land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is our number two on this Valentine's Hump Day, Wednesday, February 14th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We put those markers in for the podcast. You can listen on demand anytime. You don't have to listen live on the radio. You don't have to listen to the three-hour repeats every 3 hours on the website or the TuneIn app. You can just go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts. Each half hour is listed there. Listen on demand anytime you want. Between that and the website for the radio station, wchy.us, yourdefendingfathers.com's website, the TuneIn app, and the Simple Radio app, along with the radio station, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, that makes up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So greatly appreciate you guys taking advantage. The two apps, the two websites, the podcast, listen on demand. Tell your friends about it. Hey, this guy's on 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Michigan news, Michigan politics, that's what we do. We also talk about religion. Everything you're not supposed to talk about in public to strangers is exactly what we talk about on this show. If it offends you, I apologize. If you like it, great. Tell others about it. Now, the process is very interesting because yesterday, former Detroit Police Chief James Craig held a press conference, told the Detroit News he's out of the U.S. Senate run. He was only able to raise about $60,000 in the first quarter of this calendar year, looking at January, February, and March, and he's got less than $30,000 in the bank. Since announcing his candidacy on October 3rd, Craig has attended no public events and hasn't been able to retain staff. Ted Goodman had been a part-time political consultant, but Goodman also does work for Rudy Giuliani, another loser. His first staff quit after they weren't getting paid and then held his campaign website hostage until they did get paid. While leading in both public polls, now listen to this, while leading in both public polls for the Republican U.S. Senate primary due to his strong name ID in Metro Detroit, Questions started to persist as to how he was going to gather 15,000 valid signatures, which he needed to get his name on the ballot, without broad grassroots support and very little money. Craig said, I had to make a business decision. Many of the donors that invest in candidates wanted to know if I was even going to get on the ballot this time, based on what happened in the last cycle running for governor. Priority one was getting signatures that were valid. Well, guess what? He wasn't getting them from us grassroots. Why? Because he's a union Democrat. He's a rhino. That's why he wasn't able to get signatures for governor in 22, and that's why he's dropping out of the Senate race. Good. Good riddance. Bye-bye. Don't ever come back to Republican Party politics. You want to get elected? Run for mayor in Detroit as a Democrat, because that's what you are. We see through that stuff. We're not stupid. Good riddance. Bye-bye. One down, four to go. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two, talking about this MERS news story, which I can't believe how biased they are in their reporting. But they're inside Lansing. They know everything that's going on. That's why I follow them. That's why we use them as a main source for the show. Greatly appreciate Kyle Malin. The inside scoop on a lot of these stories that you will not find anywhere else. It's that simple. James Craig is out. The Union Democrat lying to the Republicans in the state of Michigan. Couldn't get enough signatures to be on the ballot for governor. Couldn't get enough signatures this time to get on the U.S. Senate ballot. Well, while leading in both public polls, I guess two big public polls showed him in the lead. Well, guess what? He's gone. Very, very interesting how he couldn't raise money, couldn't get signatures, and is dropping out. Back on January 29th, a couple weeks ago, the Midwesterner, which is Tudor Dixon's new news source, company, platform, reported a campaign funding email that read that this could be his last email of the campaign because he was failing to raise enough money. Well, that prediction ended up being true. Now, this is interesting. This is interesting. Because yesterday's announcement now leaves former U.S. Congressman Mr. Rogers as the undisputed frontrunner on the Republican side. Today, Rogers received the endorsement of Macomb County Public Works Commissioner Candace Miller, another rhino from Macomb County. The county commission's chair, Don Brown, State Representative Joseph Aragona from Clinton Township, State Representative Alicia St. Germain from Harrison Township, and Doug Wozniak, Republican from Shelby Township. You see, this is how the establishment rhino candidates run their campaigns. They get all the lackeys in the state to endorse them. Butt-kissing the candidate is what I call it. State representatives in Macomb County, the public drain commissioner, public works commissioner, former Congress lady Candace Miller, who served way too long in Washington, D.C. and did nothing and had a conservative voting record of about 52%. You can endorse Mr. Rogers all you want. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm making a prediction. Rogers will not be the candidate. He will not get the nomination. When the fact that his wife was in charge of security of our Benghazi embassy the night four Americans died, and he's the one that got her the job, and would people understand the deep swamp creature that he is, he's not going to win on August 6th. I'm going to tell you that right now. Well, Rogers, in responding to James Craig's dropping out, wrote this. Quote, James Craig is a true son of Detroit. Was he born in Detroit? I don't think so. But anyway, a true son of Detroit, who built a long and distinguished career in law enforcement that brought real change, safety, and security to his hometown. Stop, 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 stop. While being police chief of the city of Detroit, the city of Detroit police Facebook page bragged about how they were enforcing what ended up being unconstitutional executive orders by Governor Gretchen Whitmer during the China virus back in March, April, and May of 2020, where his police officers were actually giving tickets to people for violating the mask mandates and social distancing in Detroit. Yeah, you're standing too close to each other. Here's a ticket. That police chief you're talking about, Rogers, that brought real chain safety and security to his hometown. Rogers goes on. He made a real difference for the community, and his dedication to public safety is respected throughout Southeast Michigan and America, end quote, said Rogers. You have got to be kidding me. Rogers continues, I hope that James Craig will continue to be engaged, and I will seek his counsel on how we can work together to bring a brighter and safer future for all Michiganders, end quote, said Rogers. Oh, man. Well, another U.S. Senate candidate rhino that's going to lose, Peter Meyer, while being in Congress, first vote as a U.S. congressman, representing, I believe at the time, the 3rd District, his first floor vote was to impeach Donald Trump. But he's getting back into the race for U.S. Senate. And he put a post up on Twitter, now known as X, that Craig is, quote, was a worthy Senate candidate. Stop. No, he wasn't. He wasn't a worthy Senate candidate. He couldn't raise money, and he couldn't get signatures. He couldn't even make it on the ballot again. But then Meyer and I agree on this next statement. Meyer continues. He'd make a fantastic mayor of Detroit if he chooses to run. Exactly what I just said. Dugan's going to run for governor in 26 against Jocelyn Benson, I hope and pray, so I don't have to do it. Dugan is going to keep the Democrats home in a contested Democrat primary in 2026. Statewide. Every county, all 83 counties in the state of Michigan, will be protected because the Democrats will have to stay home in order to get Benson, George Soros' puppet, protege, elected as their Democrat candidate for governor in 2026. I'm praying hard. Folks, pray hard on Mike Dugan, whatever the heck you say his name, the current mayor of Detroit, to run for governor as a Democrat against Benson in 26. But he's going to run for mayor, what, Meyer, as a Democrat? It's Detroit. You got to run as a Democrat to get elected. When's the last time Detroit's had a Republican mayor? I don't even know. I'd have to Google that one. Downstate Kim, can you Google that? When's the last time Detroit's had a Republican mayor? City of Detroit. Meyer continues, I really enjoyed the chance to get to know the chief during the campaign, and I'm excited to see where he directs his passion for public service next. Right. Got it. Well, outside of Rogers and Meyer, the announced U.S. Senate field on the Republican side now includes, and it looks like they did this in alphabetical order, Samuel Benson, Michael Hoover, Sherry O'Donnell, Sandy Pensler, Sharon Savage, Nikki Snyder, Alexandria Taylor, Glenn Wilson, and J.D. Wilson. Well, some of those aren't going to get the necessary signatures to get on the ballot either. I don't know how much money they're raising. I don't know if they're paying signature gatherers. I don't know if they're trying to do it volunteer grassroots. I know Sherry's using people that she's connected to through her network of all these associations and organizations that she's out talking to, as well as grassroots volunteers. I know Hoover's doing volunteers. I have no idea. I believe Pensler's paying for his. he's got millions and millions of bucks from Grosse Pointe. I'm sure he's probably paying. I don't know about the others. Do not know. But we shall see. Deadline is coming, I believe, April, is it 29th or 24th? Let me look at the calendar real quick. Can't remember. I think it's Monday, April 29th, I think. The end of April is the deadline to get 15,000 valid. You probably should get 20,000 to be safe, signatures, to make it onto the ballot. Now, the other interesting part of this, now with Craig out of the picture, Mr. Rogers, Mr. Meyer, and these other candidates, well, they're going to need to start showing up at forums, debates, meet and greets, candidate forum, whatever the heck you want to call it. Well, we're going to see how well the public responds to Mr. Rogers and Mr. Meyer. I think the grassroots are probably lining up. Michael Hoover, Sherry O'Donnell, some are supporting Nikki Snyder. These other guys, these latecomers to the party, yeah, not so much. But one of the most entertaining out of all of them is J.D. Wilson. He's actually a stand-up comedian. He actually campaigns like a comedian. I saw him at the forum event that they held down in Grand Rapids at the church. And he was funny, very entertaining. Would never vote for him to be a U.S. senator. I don't even know why he's in the race. But anyway, we'll see. We shall see. But James Craig is gone. Out of the picture. Good riddance. Bye-bye. Run for mayor Detroit. But yeah, I'm going to Google that during the break. I don't think, did Kim send me back? Kim, where are you? Normally she's Johnny on the spot. Let's see. There she is. I just popped up. Thank you, Miss Kim. The Blade, ToledoBlade.com. Detroit mayors are all Democrats since 1962. And isn't it interesting? The following year, 1963, we had a constitutional convention. We amended our state's constitution, and we went from part-time legislators in Lansing to full-time. I believe back in the early 60s, John F. Kennedy days of 1960 presidential election, during that U.S. Census of 1960, Michigan was the ninth richest state in America. Mostly because of the city of Detroit. At the time, it was called the Paris of America. French heritage background in a lot of Detroit, a lot of the streets' names in different places, the cathedrals. Ninth richest state in America. Now we're the ninth poorest. We're 41 out of 50. And it all started in Detroit when the Democrats started being elected mayor of Detroit. Think about it. Connect the dots. Any connection there? Democrats lead to decline of the city and the state. Historical facts, folks. On the Art News Break, we'll be right back.